today was a good day. The new president has been inaugurated, and now we look forward to doing exactly what we said when we were campaigning, that is to resuscitate the economy. So now this needs the involvement of everybody, because this is not going to be a one-man job. We need to have a paradigm shift in our thinking, and remove our political gears and engage our developmental gears, because we need to actually be together on this one as we resuscitate the economy of Zimbabwe.
But the opposition is saying this was a fraudulent election, so they won't recognize Mr. Mnangagwa as the new president. What's your reaction to that?
What really bothers me about the opposition wants to come and be in power. But if someone wants to come and be in power, why don't you come in a very clean way, in such a way that you actually do good things for people, so that people can then have something to vote you for, instead of trying to destroy. Why don't you build? So I want to urge the opposition to try and actually build more than try and destroy, actually.
The opposition is saying that first the president must admit that the election was stolen so that he can work with them. So can he admit really that the election was stolen?
How can you say the election was stolen when clearly the election was not stolen? They did very well. They came very close. And that's about it. And what they need to do is learn to accept defeat with humility, and then now, as a way forward, work harder to make sure that next time they actually probably get better than what they are right now. That's how things should be viewed. There's nothing that was stolen. Everything was transparent.
Do you think Mr. Mnangagwa should actually engage them more and work with them? Maybe form a unity government, something like that?
Well, the president has said that his door is wide open. And he has also indicated that his arms are wide stretched. So it's now up to them to come in and partake of the resuscitation of our economy. And that's how it should be.
So in suggesting that he is going to revive Zimbabwe's economy, it seems as if the president is saying he will try to attract foreign direct investment. But we have seen that that has dried up during the ZANU-PF tenure of office. So what new thing is he going to do now?
Oh, one thing for sure, I think the international community is realizing that they need to engage, they need to work together. And as such, I think they are willing to come in and work together with all of us. So I think this is just a matter of saying that let's be positive about this and work together.